for the best football player, we had a lot of agreement on this one here.
This better be a landslide.
This is a landslide. Same choice for Paul, for myself, and for you, Jason, among others. I'll let you make the case here for a number 32.
You done with me?
Yeah.
A lot of times we get in these debates. In any given sport, who's the best of all time, people will say, well, you can't compare eras and you can't compare positions because a quarterback's job is so very different from a defensive end's job or whatever. But you know what? In my humble opinion, and I preface it by saying that, I have no facts to back this up, going off what footage I have seen and the word of mouth that's been traveled over, you know, decades and decades, the overall consensus is not only can you compare eras, because this guy, even 10 years ago, probably could have been an effective player, comparatively speaking, to some of the guys that were in the league at the time. But I have no doubt that this guy could have played in his prime today and been an all-pro, a Hall of Fame-type guy. And I don't think the positional thing comes in. I don't even think he's the best running back. I think he's the best football player the game has ever seen, period. I mean, he's one of those guys like Lawrence Taylor that just changed the way defenses attack certain plays. And that would be Cleveland's own Jim Brown, the greatest football player of all time, period, end of discussion.
He is somebody that he was ahead of his time, I think. No question about that. That's what influenced me on that. We have another note here from Belfie on the other side of the glass. Double DQ due to Kane, CM Punk retains the World Heavyweight Championship tonight at the Great American Bash. Interesting note there. So Jim Brown between Jason, myself, and Paul Belfie. Russ, you had another selection, one that was more contemporary than that, relatively speaking.
Yep, I had the New York Nightmare's own LT. I say the New York Nightmare because I'm going to an event in a couple weeks where he's basically LT is a star of the Blitz 2 by Midway. But he changed the way any linebacker ever played the game ever again. Nobody saw a linebacker do what he did. I'm a Jet fan, and I think he sacked Ken O'Brien 6 times in one game and had 2 fumbles. And I'm going to ask him, why did he pick on Ken O'Brien so much? Because he probably sacked him like 30 times in his career for the couple of games they played him. Amazing player.
He was a game changer, and based on WrestleMania 11, maybe could have made a case to be considered in the previous category as well.
He could have.
Lawrence Taylor, certainly one of the better non-wrestlers to perform in recent years. Certainly better than Dennis Rodman, although that's setting the bar low. The other votes that we had here, Bob Glassman votes for. Bob Glassman, this was interesting, voted for Cleveland Browns running back, but not Jim Brown. He voted for Leroy Kelly, interestingly enough.
Second fiddle.
Nate Noy voted for Joe Montana. Zanzibar on the email voted for Walter Payton. Vote came.
Oh, come on.
Tony Mazur voted for Barry Sanders. Samantha Jones voted for Peyton Manning. Steve, the New York Bureau, voted for LaDainian Tomlinson.
Hasn't even played long enough.
The next one's even better. And I'm going to say this. I've said this before with some of these picks being tongue-in-cheek. We're really going to see this as we get to some of the sports picks here, okay? Because my brother, Mr. Ultimate Notre Dame Honk, and alumnus himself, casts a vote for Rocket Ismail. That was...
Rick, I remember one of my first college football memories of all time, ever. And one of the things that made me realize I was going to be a sports guy for the rest of my life was how devastated I was when Rocket Ismail's kickoff return in the bowl game got called back for clipping. I love the guy.
He was an amazing...
He's not even in the discussion.
He was an amazing player. By the way, Zanzibar sending in an email to me that says... Jim Brown, there's a mistake, that Jim Brown was the greatest lacrosse player of all time, not football player. Interesting as far as sport designations here, because Chris Galloway, on his note here, he casts a vote for Red Grange, but he says Pele for football. So Chris Galloway cast one for football and football. And
I like the football, but did he ever see Red Grange play? Come on.
There probably aren't even 8 millimeter shots of that. So, Well, you know, there are certain things you can glean off of records, though, are there not, Russ?
You can't just look at the stat page, though. You have to. It has to be a little more. You had to have at least listened to a game or two. At least with some of the older ball players, there is some 8mm. There are some pictures. Red Grange, it's so spotty. I mean, I could tell you I've probably seen a highlight of the guy. And, again, if you're looking at stats for football in those days, you can't look at that.
Well, you're going to hate my my baseball pitcher one, then, if that's your perspective. But the last one here, John Adams votes for Jim Brown. It's Jim Brown in a landslide here. So as I hoist the Dundee, Jim Brown enters into the pantheon as the greatest football player of all time. That's not to say greatest spouse of all time, but certainly greatest football player of all time here. Now for the best basketball player, and this is an interesting one. Most of these picks are very current in nature, and by current I mean the last quarter century. As I look at this here, I'm going to start with myself. I'm casting the only vote for a player who didn't play in the last quarter century. But again, being somebody who, you know, I am a little bit of a stat monkey, and I just am so impressed by everything that he did over the course of his career. I think he was also a winner. I just think he was Mr. All Around. I'm casting my vote for Oscar Robertson, and I am
tremendous player.
He was, and you know, it's not too big of a spoiler to say that's the only vote the Big O got, which is kind of a crime here. But you went for another guy a little more on the old school scale than some of these other ones here, Russ. More contemporary than my pick, but probably less contemporary than most of the other ones.
Yes, yeah, and this is no slight. I live near the Philly area, and this is no slight to Sixers fans and the Dr. J that they saw in the NBA. He was not the same Dr. J that actually played in the ABA, who was very much like Michael Jordan, if not better. I mean, again, exciting, could jam from the foul line, had a trouble with the outside shot. That's something that he picked up later in his career, could play defense, charismatic, big fro, totally. You know, Oscar Robertson had that move where he actually would almost elbow you in the gut and lower his shoulder and you couldn't stop it. Dr. J had about three of those moves from different places on the court, and you just couldn't do anything about it.
He was an absolutely amazing player, and he, along with David Thompson, sort of set the template back in the 70s for the whole above-the-rim type of
absolutely
game that we've seen subsequently. Paul Belfi casts a vote for Magic Johnson. Jason, you cast a vote for, and this isn't too big of a spoiler for me to go ahead and say, the guy who ends up winning this by a decent amount. So, Jason, I know you're always a huge proponent of the theory in any sport that we have, at least hopefully in your mind, seen the greatest player in our lifetime here. Explain why you think that was the case in the NBA with Michael Jordan.
Well, because there's going to be a lot of conjecture with what I'm about to say. I want to preface it by saying basketball, more so than baseball or football, and especially hockey, I'm weighting my decision based on games that I actually saw. And I don't mean on game tape later or highlights on, you know, NBA TV. I mean actually coming in from playing outside as a kid and watching it as it happened. Getting the feeling of both the makes and the misses, the good games with the bad games. and I'll be honest, the Dr. J one kind of threw me for a loop because with no factual reasoning to back it up, my just hunch feeling would be that if we were to rank them and say go top 25 of all time, Dr. J might make 5 for me. But that's, you know, for whatever reason.
Okay.
But to me, the reason I picked the guy I did was, sure, the masses believe that this is undeniable and that there's no debating whether he was the best or not. To me, I've never seen one player create such a disparage between himself and every other player in the game. Back in the 70s, When Dr. J played, and going all the way back to when Oscar Robertson played, they may have been the best player in the league at that time, but not by as much as Michael Jordan was. I mean, I've never seen a player, and again, I preface that by saying I've not seen all of them in real time, but I have never seen a player, you know, call a timeout and go into the huddle and almost slap the teammates in the face and say, we're not losing, and that's all there is to it. Deal with it. I've never seen a guy take over a game like he has. I don't think we ever will again. And part of my reasoning for not considering Oscar Robertson at this point would be another fear I have, which is going to upset a lot of people, and that is younger players, and I don't, when I say that, I don't mean players today. I mean younger from, say, 1980 on, were just, I think, are just better. Whether it's human evolution, whether it's training methods, pay scale, whatever it is. I just personally believe the players in the last 25 years would more or less beat the players on back in any sport, with the exception of maybe football. So Michael Jordan to me is it. It's not a lazy pick. It's not a chalk pick. He's just the baddest MF that I've ever seen in my life, period.
Well, there is no question that is the most popular pick, and we'll see that as we go along here through the other.
I have to say something, Rick.
Sure.
In rebuttal, just so you know, and just so Jason knows, in his time with the ABA, and that includes the Virginia Squires, Julius Erving averaged 29 points a game. Now, Michael Jordan averaged 30 in his NBA career, so how he could only be number five, I don't see it, but that's okay.
And I'd also like to chime in and say, Magic Johnson is the only basketball player that I can, and I'm a basketball guy, you guys know that. Magic Johnson is the only basketball player that I can think of that could have played any of the five positions on the court and be an all-star. And don't forget, he won a championship his rookie year playing center for the injured Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he had
one of the best teams ever assembled.
He did have a lot of versatility.
He had a lot of talent, but he was great.
You know, and one other thing is, if I could just throw this in, and I'm not trying to create a new argument, but I love Magic Johnson because I love any point guard. I am a point guard biased kind of person. However, I think Dr. J could play in 2008 if you take Dr. J's prime. I think Jordan's prime, Oscar's prime. And I'm not to say that Magic couldn't, but Magic would not be playing five positions.
No.
Magic would be playing the one, the two, or the three, because he was one of the last superstars to have that ass-first style in the post. And I just don't see a 6'9" point guard-minded player going up against Shaq, Tim Duncan, Amari Stoudemire, and being able to physically handle it. But as far as the point guard, the dude was just flat out sick.
The one thing that I'll agree with as far as modern players is the conditioning, the year-round working at it, the eating better, all the way around, and one could even go so far as to indicate steroids and HGH being a part of the picture. But there is no question that compared to the beer-bellied forefathers of yesteryear, and I'm exaggerating a tad, but there is no question that on balance these guys are much more like machines than they used to be. So to anybody that considers that a factor, pro or con, that would have to be taken into consideration. These other votes that we have from the other dignitaries before we take our top of the hour break here, as I said previously, not all of these ones were cast without tongue-in-cheek. I'm going to guess that there was probably for this next one here. Bob Glassman votes for LeBron James. Nathan Noy votes for Larry Bird. Zanzibar casts another vote for Michael Jordan. Tony Mazur votes for Michael Jordan. Samantha Jones casts a second vote for LeBron James. Steve,
the New York, she knows.
Yeah. Steve, the New York Bureau, votes for Michael Jordan. My brother Mike Morris votes for Michael Jordan. Chris Galloway votes for Michael Jordan, and John Adams votes for Larry Bird. So Michael Jordan wins this one going away. I knew that I was tilting at windmills by going old school with my pick here and going anybody other than MJ. There's no question about that. Apparently Paul Belvey got a kick out of that as well here. But Michael Jordan, I will hoist the Dundee here, is entered into the Pantheon here tonight.